Scientists have had a hard time monitoring Bogoslav volcano since it started erupting in December. Without on-site equipment on the Aleutian volcano, it's been difficult to predict eruptions. Alaska's Energy Desk Zoe Sobel reports now scientists have set up some new equipment to bolster the monitoring network.
No one lives on Bogoslav. The closest human neighbors are 60 miles away in Unalaska. Because the island is so small, scientists don't have equipment on the volcano. They monitor it from afar, and they've had a lot to monitor lately. The volcano has erupted more than 40 times since December. Geophysicist John Lyons says there aren't many volcanoes like Bogoslav in the world, so he doesn't want to miss anything.
So the interesting thing about the eruption at Bogoslav is that it's erupting underwater, and then the eruption breaks the surface and goes into the atmosphere.
Lyons installed two hydrophones underwater near the island. They're essentially microphones that listen and record seismic waves during an eruption.
You know, right now we can only detect the most energetic activity from the volcano. And so hopefully with these two instruments that are much closer, we'll be able to detect and understand and study the eruption in much more detail.
Lyons says these recordings are unprecedented. Because the hydrophones are so close and in the water column, they're especially good at registering the low-level activity at Bogoslav that the faraway monitoring network has missed. He'll have to wait a while to study them, though, since the hydrophones don't transmit their data. But there's another piece of equipment volcanologist Alexa Van Eaton has installed that will help right away. They track lightning, including volcanic lightning, which happens when static electricity builds up in ash clouds.
Unlike ground shaking and unlike acoustic energy, which can happen even when there's not a lot of ash getting to the atmosphere, lightning is unique to ash. And that's relevant because it's important for aviation hazards and communities like Dutch Harbor, which could be downwind.
The new sensors are part of a global lightning system called the Worldwide Lightning Location Network. The stronger network makes it easier to warn pilots that eruptions are underway, and it could help scientists understand if lightning at Bogoslav means there's a lot of ash in the atmosphere and planes should avoid the area. For now, the scientists are relishing every bit of eruptive activity at Bogoslav. The more it erupts, the more they can learn. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.